Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good, good, good. We heard after the Arizona Cardinal loss that it wasn't a great week of preparation. Would you have agreed with that? And by comparing and contrasting, how has this week's preparation been getting ready for the Ravens?
You know, I don't want to make any excuses about last week. You know, I think we just didn't play well enough to win the game. So, you know, obviously this week is going to be a big test for us on Sunday night. You know, the Ravens obviously are a great team. And, you know, we've done a good job so far preparing. And, you know, come Sunday night, we're going to be ready to roll.
From what you've seen on film, are we overstating or are people overstating how different the Ravens' offense looks? We're hearing about hurry-up and no huddle, and Flacco is just with much more quickly going about his business. Is that fair to say?
I mean, yeah, they've done a little bit more hurry up, no huddle style offense to kind of keep the defense either on the field so they can't sub in and out, or you know, just kind of keep them off of what they're trying to do to you. But you know, I think that when it comes down to it, you know, there's a similar team from last year as far as personnel. We played them a bunch in the last 4 years that I've been here, so. You know, it really just comes down to going out there and, you know, outplaying those guys because, you know, they're a good team. And, you know, I think that they got Ray Rice in the backfield, who obviously is a good running back. So we got to make sure we keep him contained.
Do you like being underdogs? Because everybody, Rob, everybody's picking the Ravens this week. Does that come up in the locker room? And do you think it'll come up a few more times before Sunday night?
I mean, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't really read or look at what other people are saying. You know, I just know that we got to play a game Sunday, so you know I'm going to be ready to roll. So, whatever anyone's saying out there, it really doesn't affect us too much.
Really, and so you were 2 touchdown favorites against Arizona, and obviously got knocked off. Leading up to that game, did you feel like you guys were ready? I mean, did it feel like when you're going into that game, about to kick it off,
every time I step on the field, I'm ready to roll. So, you know, I think that you know, you just got to give credit when credit's due, and that Arizona played a good game plan. They did well against us, so we're gonna move on from that one. You know, that's one game of, you know, 14 that we have left. So we got to continue to focus on what's ahead of us and not look back. So, you know, I think, you know, in a season, there's always going to be your ups and downs. You know, last year, obviously, we had 2 games slip from us. And, you know, at that time, everybody was, you know, it was the end of the world for us then, too. So, you know, I'm not really going to pay attention to anything that's going on outside of what we're doing here.
Hey, Rob, final question for me. Did you watch last night the Giants dismantle Carolina? And were you impressed by the Giants' reluctance or refusal, I should say, to embrace any excuses like they were undermanned, they were on the road, they had a short week? It was like none of that mattered to them. They just went out and took Carolina apart.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to make excuses. You know, I think that, you know, this is the NFL, and, you know, you're going to have injuries throughout the year. That's just a part of it. So you got to be ready to, you know, make up for any type of injury you have to the other guys you have on the team. So, you know, one guy goes down, another guy steps up. You know, that's the way the NFL works. So you just have to adapt on the run, and you know, I think they did a good job of that. So, you know, you really can't make excuses for anything that happens to you during the year.
What's the number one rule in containing their running back, Ray Rice?
You know, just make sure you set a nice hard edge, and don't let them try and get outside or, you know, inside. Everyone's got to keep their gap responsibilities.
All right, Rob, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck in Baltimore.
All right, thank you.